It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am learning how Christ behaved when he was both received and rejected. And you know, I've said this before, but I continue to be fascinated. Initially, when I was studying the Word, I was so blown away by all of the miracles and God's teachings. But I am equally fascinated at how Christ behaved in many instances. So in the instance of being received, we know for sure that he was well received by the crowds. And the crowds over time began to multiply as they continued to experience his miracles and all of his healings. But we also know that he was rejected. He was rejected by the Pharisees for sure. In Matthew 12:24, they tell him, it's no wonder you can cast out demons because you get your power from Satan, who is the prince of demons. And then even the people of his own hometown, the people of Nazareth, reject him too. In Matthew 12:56 and 57, they say, well, where does he get his wisdom from? You know, he's just a carpenter's son. And they were greatly offended by him and refused to believe in him. But what we see consistently with these scriptures is that even though Jesus encountered people with different hearts, he himself had the same heart. And he always maintained a sense of humility about himself. And so the scripture today is Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. And of course, I'm underscoring the word everyone. So today, I am going to check my own sense if I have enough humility about myself. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.